Oh, snap. What's good, folks and jokes? It's your boy OZ from the NYC.
And it's Corey C from the Austin T and this B.
Oh, what up, son?
What
the
is
continuation?
The continuation. Part due. Because yes. God does not want this show. We've been trying and trying and trying to do this
yes,
show.
But I had a conversation with G.O.D. and he said it'll be all good tonight.
Did you get it scheduled with him?
Yes.
That we're doing a show. He cannot cut the power off in the place like he did on Monday.
Yes, I got the phone number from that preacher in Africa. So he hit me off with the number. So
you got the direct line. Okay, because I don't.
I ain't
met him in a bar yet. He ain't gave me them digits. But people, welcome to What Up, Son. It is the continuation. We'll explain that in a little bit. But yes, we are here on a Friday night. And I'm not going to lie, I'm tipsy as hell. I had some drinks before.
Oh, man, you got there before me, player? Come on,
I
now.
I beat you to it. I went against my no drinking rule in the studio. But hopefully that will add to the experience here. And I hope it does. I mean, if there's ever a time to drink, it's when you plan on being foolish. Because if anybody knows what this show is about, it's all about foolishness. Our foolishness, but more so about the foolishness that's going on in the world. And we like to do what we call the top five foolishness, where we just take about five stories that we don't get to talk about on other shows because these are just fucking stupid.
To say the least, yes.
Yeah, to say the least. Oz finds them and we discuss them and just gives us a chance to also just hang out with each other. Oz, it just gives me a chance to hang out with you, man.
That's all this is, my brother. That's all. You are my brother in foolishness, as I like to say.
That is right. My brother in foolishness. And we're going to try to pick up where we left off, people. Tonight we got stories and then some. It's not a top five. It's going to be probably a six or seven because we had to add some things because we have extra days added to the foolishness.
Oh, yeah, the foolishness don't stop. You know that.
Oh, no, don't stop for no one. And we're going to pick up with the story we had about the tennis player. Oh, we got racist foolishness out there, mummy foolishness for you, and some people trying to tell others what they should be doing and not watching out for themselves and fucking up gloriously. I love it. I love it. So we're going to try to cover what we couldn't get to. And let me go ahead and explain to everybody what this is. Yes, this is a continuation of what happens on Monday. If you just happen to be watching the show, which I understand, we caught people off guard with this. People are watching the Final Four tonight, and not a whole lot of people are with us. But it doesn't matter because we'll post this later and give people what they had missed before. But what we do here is that on Mondays, this show is usually on Mondays when we record and when we stream live. But on Monday, there was rain going on, not in this part of town. That's why I said God must not like this show.
It was just over the studio. It wasn't anywhere else.
Man, what happened was we were recording and we were at the tip of the Foolish Five and the show just shut down and people couldn't see what happened, but the whole building, not the studio, but the whole building went dark and the power just shut down, which means that when it came back, the network for the internet was shut down and we couldn't continue the stream. Now, what's weird about that, and what, like we said, we've had all kind of technical problems with this show because this is still a fairly new show, but it was weird that it was raining all around town here in Austin, except around this area. I went out. It was dry, as I said, dry as a bone. Yet somehow lightning struck this area and knocked down everything.
Hell yeah, man. You got Malnur out there trying to turn the thorns and shit. Man, cut that out.
Yeah, God, movie, man. Yeah, God threw that hammer down, the bad hammer down on us, man.
And I had to get on the internet quick because Cap was like, oh, this show is, fuck this show. Damn it. I knew it. It's cursed. It's over again. I knew it.
Yeah, people thought I canceled the show and everything. Yeah. No, we're going to try. We're getting there. We're getting there. But as I said, welcome to the show, people.
Welcome.
Yeah, welcome. Like, it's Oz and I tonight. Now, it's not going to be an extremely long show because, as I said, after we get through with some formalities, we're going to get to the top five very quickly. And, you know, not before Oz has a story on the train for people.
It's a quick one. It's a quick one.
Oz getting that train pulled on him again. But
oh, no.
Oh, yes. But before we do that, let me go ahead. And I don't think, again, it's a Friday night. People aren't used to us having a show on a Friday night. And I don't think that anybody, for whoever's watching, let me just go ahead and get that out the way. we always say, we want to honor the people who are the backbone of this community, this site, this business. They don't seem to be here, but I'm going to pay my respects anyway. Of course, yes. I'm talking about the one, the only, the chat. I keep going to the wrong camera, man. The chat, a tat, tat. For those who happen to be watching tonight, thank you for being here. If you are indeed here, if you're not, hopefully you will watch this later on a time that you're used to. And furthermore, so that we can get on to things, Oz, I want to welcome people because there is plenty of space here tonight for folks. Let me go ahead and welcome people to the studio or to the show. We would like you to join in because we are a very interactive business right here. So if you happen to be watching the show this evening and you got time on your hands, I know a lot of people going out, y'all dressed up real nice. It's Friday. You're doing your thing. You're at the bar chasing them mans.
Looking fly.
Looking fly.
I know it's Friday. And fly.
What's that?
Looking dipped and fly.
Dip and fly?
Dipped and fly, yeah.
Shit, I only know about fly. I didn't know there was a dip, baby, dip in this.
Oh, yeah. Dipped and fly, son. But keep going. I won't stop you.
Oh, no, don't. Hey, man, you know I don't care. If you are dip and fly and you are out on the town showing your dipness and flyness, then by all means, do your thing. But if you just so happen to be just a... not have shit going on with your life. Are you watching us tonight? Then we welcome you. Apparently, I ain't got shit going on either. I'm here. So if that is the case with you, then please join us, first of all, by emailing us at kcoolmans. Let me cut that down a little bit so you can hear me. kcoolmans@gmail.com. That be kcoolmanz @gmail.com. You email us with any kind of questions, comments, compliments, insults, input, and our advice. Now, if you'd like to be part of the show this evening with your loser ass non-kin, join us. Let me know if you want to be part of the show by putting in an email, your phone number, your Skype contact, anything else you think we might need, pressing bam, up in your home talking to you, the only people hanging out on Friday night with nothing else to do. Join us in our nothingness. By the way, if you'd like to get a hold of me personally, you can get a hold of me. Well, first of all, get a hold of all of us on Double Toasted on the Facebooks by typing in Double Toasted on the Facebooks. If you want to get a hold of me, Corey.Coleman.5, if I'm too busy, my man Oz.
Oh, yeah. Join the Lonely King over here. Facebook. Oz Green JR. Look up that. And also, while you're there, check out the group, The Official New York Toasties. If you just want some alone time with your boy, not too alone now, look me up on Gmail. It's OzWhatUp@gmail.com. That's OzWhatUp@gmail.com. OzWhatUp@gmail.com. Corey.
And as I said, join us in the studio. You can reach us at kcoolmans@gmail.com. Or if you happen to be moving to Austin because you visited Austin and you said, man, it's a really cool town. And if you're just visiting, come through. Better yet, if you live in Austin, you haven't told anybody, you need to cut that creepy shit out now and let us know. Come see a show. Email me at kcoolmans@gmail.com. I keep doing that. Put on another camera. kcoolmans@gmail.com. Let me know if you happen to be doing any of the things that I just mentioned and come see us at a show. And Oz, how are you doing tonight, brother? By the way, if y'all hear me slurring this, I'm tipsy, man. It's Friday night. I found a new spot right down the street. That's one of the, you know, gentrification, people say it's a really bad thing. And I have to agree with people because if you happen to work close where gentrification is happening, it just gives you more opportunities to drink.
Because they want to try to get that young money up in there. Get that old money out. They want that young, fresh money.
They do, man. They do. I'm old money. Y'all know me. I'm no millennial. But, you know, I do appreciate a good old fashioned. There's a place down the street called Chacon, if you're ever in Austin. It's a few blocks down, not driving distance, especially if you're going to be drunk and stumbling after you leave the place. But
chill.
Yeah, chill. But they have old. Y'all know a good old fashioned will run you about at least 10 bucks, 12 if you really are in an expensive place or you want to get fancy. But over here, they have a happy hour where you get your old fashions for $6. I went over there, had about five of them. No, I had about
100. So hook me up.
I had three of them, man. I ain't gonna lie, and I stumbled my ass back to the studio.
No, we gotta love those Friday happy hour deals, man. Happy meals. I'm about to say it.
Happy meals. Yeah, that was my happy meal. Old fashioned, please, plus two. Yeah, I was very happy after that shit.
Exactly. You gotta love those, man. Fridays, man. They try to get you. Just got paid Friday night. Come spend your money here, man. We got you. Got you fucked up. That's what they got you.
Ain't nothing funny. I got to quit making fun of drunk people because I keep forgetting I'm one of y'all. You know? Because I had a few blocks to walk back because the place that I went to was like about, it's about six blocks up the street. I just took a walk because I like being outside. Mm-hmm. And you should have seen my ass alone, drunk, smiling to myself, grinning, trying to clutch my computer bag and shit, stumbling.
I love those types of kind of drunks that you get sometimes, because especially for me, it's like, okay, I try to get tipsy out in the streets, but if I do, it's a case where you black in and out, because sometimes you're conservative or you think you're conservative, and next time like you think like, how the hell I get down this block? Okay, I'm good again. I'm blacked out again. You know, and it sounds like that's what you had. You clutching your bag, and they say, oh shit, where's my bag? You got it on you?
Man,
it's ridiculous.
I look like a hooker, like a drunk hooker, because I was clutching my bag and shit, walking down the street, smiling.
Looking around.
Hey. Looking at people. Hey, you want a good time?
Looking at my. And that's why I don't drink out in them streets, man. No thanks. I'm not trying to look like a big ass hooker out there.
No, you don't want to do that, man. Nah. I look down. I'm like, where do these high heels come from?
Gotcha.
Yeah, where's my makeup smeared and shit? You know, I was. People, just so you know, Austin is a very, very, very much a drinking town. As I keep reminding you, you know us. You've been here.
Yes, it is. Try to get me fucked up out there. I don't drink like that. After every show, would you want to get some drink? I'm like, man, we just drank yesterday. That was yesterday. Today's today.
Today, yeah.
Like, okay.
Yeah. Why you bringing up old shit? I'm talking about today.
Exactly.
Yo, I'm surrounded by alcohol. This is a town where I keep telling you the most functioning alcoholics per capita around in the country.
and he is not lying, you know, because I thought I could drink a little bit, but I realized that I'm the lightweight champion of the world. compared to going out there to Austin and drink with these fools, man. Y'all got that.
Yeah, shit, it's going to get to a point where you walk out this front door, you're just going to walk into another bar.
Exactly.
Shit,
another round, sir.
What's that?
Another round, sir,
please, sir, yes. But yeah, if you ever come to town, we have a good time with doing that. So just watch yourself, because it's hard to do. If you don't drink, you will before you leave. Shit will put a.
we won't say you do it well, but you will be drinking.
this city will put a funnel in your mouth and break your jaw and make you swallow that shit, man.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Break
so anyway,
the hard. It ain't the easy way. It's the hard way.
You can open your mouth and drink it voluntarily and do it the easy way, or we can break your fucking jaw. Put a goddamn funnel in your mouth, and we can do it the hard way. The choice is yours. Yeah, I'm having a good time right now, man. I realize.
Hell yeah.
Yes, and I wish I could let people drink in here, but people can't handle the shit like me.
Later that day.
Yeah. I look like David Hasselhoff on the floor trying to do this show.
Exactly. Screaming at yourself.
Sammy! But real quick, Oz, speaking of drinking and having fun and doing some crazy stuff, let me go in.
Yes.
Real quick. Look at him. We got people here. Corey, Oz, let's get to it. Gene is here. DVAC, I see the show is streaming, so I hope you people get to it. We just started, people, so stick around. Everything is good.
Nice. I sent something down on Facebook real quick to some people that, you know, I should have told them earlier, but we up. If you ain't doing nothing, come and hang with us.
Yeah, come and hang with us. I'm having a good time. I'm having a real good time. I this is a job, people, and I come in here and I'm just kind of like, man, I don't want to come in here on a Friday night. This is my day off. But if I get some drink up in, man, I'm hanging out with my boy over here. I feel good. Yeah. Feel good. If y'all just tune in, I'm fucked up. I'm drunk. I ain't gonna lie to you.
declaration. I'm drunk.
I just told you, I'd stumble my ass to the studio down the street looking like a hoe, looking like a hooker with my computer bag and shit, looking like a chick that just stepped out the fraternity house.
Oh, damn. Doing that walk of super shame right
walk
there.
Walk of shame for 6 blocks trying to get down here and do this fucking show. But as I'm here, I'm glad to be here. And like I said, speaking of having fun and hanging out with you guys, I just got to say, if you want this experience that you're seeing right now, if you think I'm fucked up right now, I'd be like, but boy, I wish I was fucked up with you, Corey. Well, we can make that happen. Yeah, I mean, if you're coming into town, I'm going to hang out with you. I'm not going to tell you to go away because I appreciate you guys out there. But there's going to be a lot of that going on in August 4th, to be exact. Mm-hmm. Now, do me a favor. Type in Party DT for me and see where it goes. I'll wait for a little bit. Oh, what is this Eventbrite page right here? Well, it is the Eventbrite page for the Double Toasted 3rd-year anniversary weekend party.
And somebody's waiting for you to spell it.
What does that get you? Well, that gets you on August 4th through the 7th, August 7th being a Monday, and I'm not talking about all day on Monday, I'm talking about until 2 a.m. on Monday, we are going to be bringing you 72 hours of fun. That's 70. What could you be doing? What the hell could you be doing for 72 hours, Corey? Well, let me tell you, we got our live shows, the comedy, the games, we got the parties, the lunches, the brunches, the meet and greets, and if you want all of that, 72 hours, 3 days of fun for you. Well, you can get that for $25. In New York, that's a drink. In LA, that's half a drink. I think they get an eye drop and just put the shit on your tongue.
$25 gets you an idea of a drink.
Yeah. If you're just thinking about a drink, $25, sir. Yeah, over in LA. But here you get a whole 72 hours. So please, once again, go to partydt.com. That'll take you to the Eventbrite page where it lists all of the events that are happening with more events to come. We got more stuff for you. We're like looking at Sammy's doing a great job at going out and getting some of the sponsorships for the parties, the prizes. I think we got the barbecue for the brunch, all kind of stuff. I got to remind you guys all the time. So please, 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 we would love to see you. You see how I am right now. I'm fucked up and I want y'all to be fucked up with me. So please join me. Once again.
Hey, I see people posting up about the Black Panther trailer. I don't know if that came out or nothing yet. I guess we got time later. We can check it out if you want, or you want to save it. That's fine.
No, we can talk about it. Man, if it's out tonight, then we can talk about it. Because I know that people say they were going to show it during the NBA Finals. I know it's a teaser. Man, look, I've been accused of not respecting my blackness.
You better talk about that.
So I better talk about Black Ass Panther tonight. So yeah, we're gonna talk about it if it's up, and we're gonna put that shit up tomorrow on the tubes if that's if it's a good discussion. So again, people, what we're gonna do tonight? We're gonna be catching up because the show. If you wonder why we're here, the show got canceled by God on Friday because of a lightning storm. Shut the show down completely. So we're catching up tonight. Now, here's the thing. We said we're going to jump right into doing the show, but we got to make room because Oz, you know, he rode that train for the last 4 days. And when Oz is on that train, when Oz is getting that train pulled on him, something crazy always happens. The adventures of the train.
Foolishness is always a fool. You got to ride that goddamn train, man. And it's not too crazy. It was actually happening as I was texting Corey when I was coming in. So real quick. On the train, again, sitting next to these people, right? And you always got the live person talking on the phone, right? And this person to my right was just talking. Yeah, nigga, fuck this, bitch, fuck that. It's a black dude, of course, thankfully. Nigga this, nigga that, fuck you, bitch, whatever. Talking this craziness. Now, to the left of me, there was another black family over there with a little kid. And I was like, here we go. I don't know what's going to go down. Fuck, fuck, bitch, fuck, fuck. And then the inevitable happened. The kid turned to his daddy and said, what does fuck mean?
His dad probably like, me, shut the fuck up. Quit asking me questions.
So the father said, fuck. And he got up and went to another seat. I was like, really? You going to leave now after he said fuck, and then you going to say fuck, really?
Yeah, like, because he had to answer uncomfortable questions. That's why.
I guess.
let me move this kid before this crazy dude starts talking about pussy and all kinds. Yeah.
Fuck was the tame part of the conversation.
Yeah, yeah.
Fuck. So he starts graduating to other body parts and other functions.
Another fun. Fuck nigger pussy shit. You know.
Yeah.
Dad, what does fuck nigger pussy mean? Shit, that's a loaded one, son.
Yeah, so he was already dropping the F-bomb, and he was cool with that. But as soon as he dropped that F-bomb, it's up. Oh, time to go, honey.
Yeah, well, out. You know, that just means he was, you know, because the kid I probably knew what nigga meant. You know, Dad says it all the time.
Yeah, that's fine, but this fuck word, I'm not ready for that. But then that's what killed me, because the father said fuck, too, and then left.
And then, yeah, fuck. Exactly. My fucking kid is here. You got to use that kind of language?
God, watch your fucking language. My fucking kid is here.
Them M-bombs didn't matter. That kid was like, yeah, my dad says it all the time watching the NBA, but, you know.
Yeah. He calls me that all the time.
That's nothing. But this right here, yeah, the fuck? What the fuck? I don't know.
Again, man, it was short foolishness, nothing crazy, but I thought it was funny.
All right. Well, you know what? Speaking of short foolishness, we don't want to keep y'all too late tonight. So, as we said, we're trying to catch up from where we left off and then some. Now, we have the top five foolishness coming up right now. Hopefully, you people can tune in. Let me see how many people are watching and make sure that we ain't going into anything right here. Let me see here. Yeah, they talk. Oh, shit. Everybody's going crazy over that. I can see right now. People talking about Black Panther. That trailer, they said that shit was fucking lit. Somebody's, I need a towel. Black Panther's going to be incredible. All right, well, people, stay tuned. We'll bring we'll talk about that after we're done with the foolishness. I can't wait to see this right now.
Yeah. Well, let's get to it and do it. And just because it's not in our foolish five doesn't mean it's not foolish.
Not foolish. And so much foolishness has gone on. We've had about 3 days since the last foolish episode, so we're going to be bringing in some more foolishness. So instead of a top five, we have the exception tonight of having a top seven, or at least a top six, I believe. And just hang with me, Oz, because I tied one, because they have something similar in common. So
you get that Friday bonus.
That's right. For those who are tuning in, you get bonus foolishness. Let's go ahead and start out, and I see that I did actually tie something, which means that we are going to be starting with the number six spot for foolishness right here. Oz, I got to ask you something, my man. I know that you just got off of work today. The weekend has just begun. You ain't had time to do a lot of extracurriculars, but did you get a chance to see your girl, the mummy?
No, I did not see the mummy.
You look like you had to think about that. You're like, did I see it?
Did I see it? He said, mommy or mummy? See my mom? Oh, mummy. No, I did not see that. I didn't see that yet. I heard their review, though. I still want to check it out. Y'all hated it, but I still want to check it out.
I didn't completely hate it, but I'm going to tell y'all, The Mummy just came out this weekend, and I didn't hate it, but I damn so sure didn't like it.
She will not stop until she has remade our world into her own.
Stay with me.
I'm scared.
I'm gonna figure this out.
Don't leave me.
Oh shit! Creeping up on your ass. What's that?
Come here, bitch.
Yeah. She looked like a jealous girlfriend. I knew you was fucking that hoe.
I knew it.
Coming up out the water. I knew you was fucking that blonde bitch. Fuck you.
I was waiting down here for 5 days.
I creeped up on your ass. But here's the thing. Yeah, the not good, not getting good reviews, this movie right here. This was the movie that was supposed to start what Universe is talking about, the dark, or Universal was talking about the dark universe. And so
I thought they were calling it the black universe. But I said, wait a minute.
Okay. The black ass universe. They're talking about, we're going to start the whole, this is going to be like the Marvel version of the Universal monsters, you know, with all joining together and interacting and going out there, and maybe you have the team up, the monster Avengers or something like that. I don't know, but but they are not off to a good start. A lot of critics have come out and said this is a terrible start for what they want to be a franchise.
Terrible.
What's that?
It's a damn terrible. Huh?
Horrible. And they said, if this is the best you got, you need to shut this shit down right now, Universal. And the thing
not
is.
Not now, but right now.
But right now, if this is the best you can do. You were stumbling out the gate. And now, here's the deal. I'm not a big fan, but somebody told me that during the, do you keep up with baseball?
Not at all.
Not at all. Okay.
Not at all. I hate baseball, but go ahead.
Neither do I. But are you familiar with some certain teams like the Rookies and the Cubs?
The Rockies.
Okay.
The Cubs. Not that bad.
Well, guess Joseph, so two fucking baseball teams were playing, all right? By the way, I'm drunk, y'all. Two baseball teams were playing, and they said, hey, look, if the mummy has been getting bad reviews, and you probably had your heart on seeing it, and if you changed your mind and you feel bad and your heart is broken over the whole thing, don't worry about it because there's another version out there. Somebody said these porn parodies are coming out quick. The Mummy was just released today. And apparently so was the porn parody version of it. If you were watching the game with the Rookies or the Rockies or whatever, then you probably saw being released at the same time as the Mummy. They had the Cummy that's coming out.
They doing a joint release. They both coming out June 9th. That's dope.
Yeah, there used to be a time when, and it's gone mainstream. You know, the parodies used to be reserved just for the adult networks, but now they've advertised on mainstream television doing games. Now, what we're seeing here, people, is that you have a graphic that's up, and somebody made the mistake of putting the Cubs logo over the M in the Mummy and giving you, as you see right there, the Cummy.
it's perfectly lined up to everybody. Perfect.
Yeah, perfectly lined up. And here's the funny thing about it. I showed you the because somebody took a picture and then tweeted it out. And I like that you even have two baseball players. They stopped everything. They're looking at this shit. Like, this dude, like, there's two people arguing right here. One dude like, yo, hold up, y'all. Do y'all see this shit right here? Yeah. My man over here is like, what the fuck is that?
Somebody getting fired all the way up.
And even the person on the tweet said, come on, y'all, because the person on the tweet says, are you fucking kidding me? This is Ali right here. Now, I'm going to call foul on this shit because, first of all, the poor movie, it can't catch a break. Like I said, this shit has been getting horrible reviews from people out there. And some people even said that this is a bad weekend for it because it can't go up against another movie, which if you look at this, this is not an accident. If you look, now I want you to see this. I want y'all to see how they had to put this right here where that seed was forced to cover it up. But if you look on the right side, and people look up the image, and you'll see what I'm talking about for those who are listening. On this right side, ain't nothing but real estate. Dead space right there.
Ain't nothing over
in that part right there. If they had all the room in the world for that M, they pushed that M out. If you look at this, this was not done on purpose. Wonder Woman paid somebody to do that shit.
Somebody's in the back was in the back room just giggling their ass off.
Giggling their ass off. Wonder Woman came in and paid these motherfuckers to come in and do this shit. You know, you don't, that is not an accident right there when you got all this space over here. You have space for that letter M and all this furniture to move in over here.
Now I wish the Diamondbacks were playing so it could be called the Dummy.
The Dummy. I wish there was a team called the Crumbs so that shit could be called the Crummies. That M was treated like a black man trying to move into a white neighborhood. They's like, yeah, we don't need you here.
Big time.
And by the way, the movie, I saw the movie. No, I did not like it. And I can tell you firsthand that the Cummy is not what you're going to be doing if you go see that movie.
That is false advertising right there.
That is the falsest of advertisements that I've ever seen. Yeah,
it's
funny. What's that,
funny because I see the, because I've seen stuff like that before where you have advertisements and then the team name comes up and it blocks it sometimes. And we used to watch basketball. I always saw this team called the Bucks. And I'm like, oh, Lord. They're going to drop that F in front of that B one day. It's going to be a wrap.
Yeah, they're gonna have something like the Alaska Frogman or some shit. They're going to put that shit. The Fox!
Exactly. Ta-da!
Ta-da! Oh, that's our number six right there. Because yeah, so apparently with that.
Worthy of foolishness.
Worthy
of foolish praise, yes.
There you go. Because no fucks were given with that graphics dude right there. He just saw that movie at a preview and said, yeah, let me just go ahead and fuck with this film right here. Number six right there, people. Let's go ahead and move on to number five. Now, this is where we left off, and I'm going to pick it back up, kind of started from the beginning. This is where we left off, if you remember, Oz.
I do remember.
Now, this is where we left off with a particular story about a guy. Now, I don't know how many people keep up. You talk about not keeping up with sports and everything, but I'm going to tell you right now. I don't keep up with hardly any sports, but especially tennis. You keep up with tennis?
No, not at all. It's like me keeping up with track.
Yeah, you might as well be playing tiddlywinks or some shit because I don't. Yes, like tennis is the last sport I would keep up with. However,
hell yeah, I'd rather watch a slinky go down the stairs.
Just walk his ass casually down the stairs.
Exactly.
Now here's maybe I should keep up with tennis because I don't know. It sounds like a lot of French people play tennis, and French people are they're known for being men in particular. They're known for being how should I put this in a PC kind of way? Fucking horny.
Yes, that's the clinical term for it. Yes.
Yeah, there's no other way to put this shit. So here's the deal with this. There was if you keep up with tennis, there is a guy named Maxime Hamal. And if you see this woman right here, there's a reporter named Haley Thomas. Now, a lot of people, when they come out and they interview these reporters, they know if you've been interviewed by a reporter, you know cameras are on you. That you're, especially if at the French Open, you are probably being featured on international television. The world is watching. But my man Maxim, he was feeling himself a little bit and said, "I don't give a fuck. You know, I'm a great tennis player. I'm moving on to great things. These hoes love me."
Yeah, he's like, "Yeah, you're coming to interview me. I didn't come out to interview you. You coming to me, so I got to be the man, girlfriend."
Yeah. Now, if just in case you do not understand the definition of sexual harassment, well, my man Maxime is here to give you a clear visual definition of what it looks like. And he's putting it out there for the world to see.
Yeah, he's going to give you a full tutorial of how to be a gropey rapey.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's how to be a creeper. 101.
Maxime. Vous jouez à la prolongation, qu'est-ce que vous faites? Qu'est-ce que vous faites alors?
He don't know that woman, by the way. But if you're watching this man, if you're listening to it, he went all into her zone. And the zone I'm talking about is like not that French shit where you just do that air kiss. Mwah, mwah. No, he went for the neck like he's goddamn Dracula.
Yeah, he went straight Pepe Le Pew with her ass.
Maxime, avoue qu'il est très en forme. Qu'est-ce que vous faites encore là, Maxime?
Écoutez, là, je viens de finir ma récupération. Donc étirement tout ça et puis voilà quoi et puis là je vais rentrer chez moi.
Now I don't know what that means in French, but I think it means give me that ass right now.
Je vais me redoucher puis je vais aller manger au resto avec ma famille.
Et ben vous souhaitez une bonne soirée. Vous avez l'air très en forme, Maxime. Voilà.
Henri,
je continue une promenade.
What's that?
Sheesh. He went straight Pepe Le Pew on her.
He went straight Pepe Le Pew on her.
Bon de love sweet mace.
And notice she looked just like that goddamn cat right there.
Exactly. But she's not moving. I think he Bill Cosby'd his ass.
Now
she's not moving.
Between this fucking skunk and this man right here, French people, the French man in particular, they are not getting this is not helping that image at all.
No, not at all.
And the funny thing about it is, now this is kind of serious right here, because if you notice, the woman, she gets to the point where, if you had any misconceptions about what was going on, she is not into this.
On les a eu Roland Garros.
Allez, à tout à l'heure, Marie. On vous retrouve tout à l'heure. Ne vous inquiétez pas.
Look, now she's just like, get the fuck off me. You know.
Yeah, that's the messed up part about it, right? Like I said, man, these athletes, people like that, they're used to people coming to them asking for stuff. You know, people being nice to them, you know, and they misconstrue a lot of that stuff as people wanting just to be with them. You know what I mean? So this was definitely a case of him super feeling himself and thinking, hey, I can get away with anything. You know, you came to me. You know, I'm doing you a favor by kissing you on your neck.
Yeah.
And grabbing you and making you kiss you on the neck. I'm doing you a favor.
By the way, in case you didn't know, I don't know how. Let me pull it up right here. This right here, when you go, let me cut the sound down right here a little bit. When you go for that neck, I don't know. I thought that this was just instinctually in guys. I thought it was embedded in that DNA. Even the dudes who ain't getting no play out there, you know that there are zones that you don't get into with a woman unless she's opened that door for you. When you going for that neck. You know, if you're going for the ear, that shit that needs to, you need an invitation for that party. You don't go for that uninvited.
Yeah, no, you definitely have to RSVP for all of that. You don't just run up in there like you know the party. No, you don't do that, because as soon as you go for that zone for the ear, it is free open for her to go to that zone in your nuts. So he's lucky he didn't catch it down there.
Yeah, people, this. Look, you can use social justice warrior, extreme liberal, but whatever you want to say. But this right here, if you, and it can go the same way for men. If you are going into a place, an intimate place, which I'm sorry, that neck is a place of intimacy. If you're doing that shit and you were not invited, that is sexual harassment.
Yeah, I mean, even if he tried to go for her head or her cheek, you know, that's still sexual harassment. And, you know, she has every right to do whatever she's going to do to this guy as far as legally. You know what I mean? If he wanted to do the super French thing, he should just took her hand and kissed her hand. You know what I mean?
Yeah. That hand is still, if you know, you can still be creepy with it. But,
it's a distance. You know what I mean? It's not right up on you.
And it's not up on you. People, you need to learn that. And is it assault? Yes. When she tells your ass one time that I do not want this, and hence to get the fuck off me, and you keep going, that is assault. You know?
Yeah.
And I want you to notice something. Do not let your boys get you in trouble. Because on the side right here, if you look at it on the side, you got Jason Statham and George Lopez. They over here.
Effectivement, absolument, Maxime.
No, watch this.
Maxime.
Ben voilà, ça se passe bien, Mali.
Maxime. Vous jouez à la prolongation, qu'est-ce que vous faites? Qu'est-ce que vous faites encore là?
Now this dude over here, the George Lopez, he's over here. Yeah, he act like he in a strip club. Get that ass! Yeah! Yeah, Jason Statham up here, he's laughing his ass off too. Don't let your boys encourage you in something. Don't let them be them. What's that?
Don't let them gas you. But at the same time, I think it was a case where they were like, oh, okay, Maximo, whatever his name is. Oh, he's being funny for the camera. Oh, this is hilarious.
Well, that's the thing.
Great ratings for this.
Yeah, don't let these guys pull you. The guy who's like doing the assault, don't cheer him on for so long that he pulls you down with him, because these dudes, they realized real quick where this shit was going. Before they were clapping, they were kind of like, oh, no, hell no, we ain't with him. Look at how this dude is like on the side. He's like, hey, man, hey, you know, hey, cut this shit out. He put them hands up quick. No.
Stop.
No mas.
No, time out.
Yeah.
No,
people, I don't know how I don't know what's creepy, it's creepy all around, but I don't know what's creepy. If you doing it in private, or if you just ain't got sense enough to know that you on fucking national television and you doing this kind of shit.
Again, man, that's ego. That's ego letting him, you know, go down that road of being a crazy creepo, man. I mean, you know, got to keep in check. His homeboy who's next to him, he should have been like, yo, chill or something. But I guess he was caught up too.
Well, I'll tell you why your homeboy didn't say nothing.
Justin Bieber next to him. He should have said something.
Well, I can tell you. I can tell you why the Biebs didn't say nothing, because he's like, shit, I don't want to be next. This motherfucker's so Pepe Le Pew, he might not give a fuck if you got a vagina or a dick. He don't care.
I'm going all the way in. I don't care who's in.
Yeah, that dude is like, I'm going to sit up and shut my fucking mouth so he'll turn on me. You know, I understand people are young. You don't understand, but this should be common sense. You don't do that. And my man, yes. Maxim, or whatever the hell his name is, he got banned from the French Open for his act right there. I don't know if he had some drinks. I don't know if he was just high on adrenaline because he was, you know, he just had a good day or a good championship or whatever. But this right here is a violation of somebody's personal space, no matter if it's a woman doing it to a man or a man to a woman. And there's no excuse for it.
No excuse, and we don't condone it. And I also heard that the woman, I'm not sure she's going to file charges or not, but she talked about it, and she said, you know, she, if it went on any longer, she was about to just wheel off and hit this guy.
Which, so, she should have done that a lot sooner.
She used some restraint, you know. She took it as a joke the first time, but after a while, she's like, okay, wait a minute, this is ridiculous now.
Yeah.
So, you know, again, it's on tape, and Maximo, you are an asshole.
Yeah. The second time he went in for that neck, she should have just bowed him and knocked out a couple of his fucking teeth. I'm sorry, exactly. Y'all, but you don't do that shit. For all you dudes out there who, I'm 45. I thought you fucking millennials knew this shit, you know. But maybe not in France. Y'all didn't get the memo. I don't fucking know. But you and that skunk need to settle your ass down.
To settle your ass down. Yeah. I blame the internet.
Yeah.
I blame the Insta books and the Facegrams. I grade those.
I thought y'all were enlightened today, but I guess not.
Nope. You're still horny as ever.
Yeah. That's only thing that missed was his dick coming out and wrapping around her neck like an anaconda.
Get over here.
Yeah, what do you do? Do you get over here? Do you play tennis with your dick? I mean, what the fuck is wrong with you, man? Anyway.
Number five, folks.
That is number five. Let's get into the number four foolishness right here. Now, the number four foolishness involves a young lady. She just won a spelling bee, and I'm not gonna even try to pronounce her name. Oz, do you know this girl's name?
No, not at all.
He said no.
No, not at all, sir. I have no clue.
I forgot that spelling bees were a big thing because, well, I can't spell, but you know.
Exactly. I can't spell, so I don't know her name.
I was never even close to a spelling bee with my illiterate ass, but the spelling bee still.
My name is just two letters, so you know me.
Yeah. Spell mud in it. You know, I don't know about spelling bees, but apparently they're a very big thing to the point where they make national news. And we had a young Indian girl right here who won a spelling bee and has received a lot of national attention for it. Here she is on the Today Show where they're talking about her and her recent victory.
Check out the winning word for 12-year-old Ananya Vinay from Fresno, California.
She looked confident initially.
Narocain.
She knows what it means.
Narocain.
That is correct.
Congratulations.
I can spell that shit. These things ain't that hard.
I'm about to join one today. I'm about to hop in one today.
Narocain. You know, I expect. I ain't going to lie. I can spell that shit. I expect when they give you, let me see what this word right here, because when I think about spelling bees, I'm thinking about words with a lot of X's and Z's in them and shit.
Yeah, you got to spell expialidocious.
Expialidocious and expeditiously and shit. Narocain?
Yeah. I'm like, what, soliloquy? I got to spell that? Good luck.
Yeah.
Narocain.
Narocain. Some shit you put on your hair to make it grow? I don't know. But
no clue.
No, but congratulations to her.
Exactly.
Yep. Now, you would think that in today's culturally sensitive, and this is going to open up a debate, and I dread getting into it after the shit I just had to go through with somebody, but I think Oz can back me up on this.
Now, let me go ahead.
Thank you, Oz, because this brings up the topic of racism, that racism, as we say. That good old racism. And a lot of people are saying, oh, should have known a brown girl couldn't go to a spelling bee and win without somebody inserting some of that racism. Racism. R-A-C-I-S. Racism. Now, what is so racist about this? And it was on CNN, which is supposed to be, from what I understand, I heard it's shifting, but supposed to be one of the more liberal news sources out there.
Yeah, supposed to be.
Yeah, you had a reporter on there. Do you know the woman's name who did this?
The reporter's name?
Yeah. No. Yeah.
That was on Monday, man. I don't know.
Yeah. And this reporter on CNN, mm-hmm. What racist thing did she do? Well, she made some assumptions about this girl's culture and assumed that this girl was just thick in that.
Yeah.
I guess you would say assumption of this culture that we're talking about, the Indian culture.
You're using the right words, this my word? Friend. Go ahead.
Kofefe. C-O-F-E-F-E.
Good enough.
Close.
And if you don't know about Covfefe, that's the thing that Trump tweeted out with people like, what the fuck are you talking about?
That's what he was high on, Covfefe.
Covfefe. Yeah, he just got through smoking out Covfefe. And they were saying, as a joke, they said, spell the word Covfefe. Can you spell that? And it was lighthearted. It went well for a while.
Thank you very much. That's the only good answer we've heard about that word in days.
It was really C-O-V-F-E.
We don't know that.
F-E. But it, again, is a nonsense word, so we're not sure that its root is actually in Sanskrit, which is what you're probably used to using, so.
Word? That's what's going on? Using that word? Really?
That is Allison Camarota who said that. And what's bad about that is that, you know, I can kind of understand because She made the assumption that this girl is still, and let me go ahead and get this out the way, Ray. She made the assumption that this girl right here is it's almost like a third world assumption about her.
Yeah, I mean, Corey, you're hitting it right on the head, and if I may.
Yes.
I gotta say, I'm not sure if this is racist or not, son, because she didn't hit you with the attitude like you people. You know what I mean? When she said it, it wasn't like a you people type of attitude.
No.
So I don't think that was a deal. When you do this thing, you know what I mean, especially with the Muslim people, you can't assume that everything is everything. So you can't go to a Muslim person and say, hey, check out my rug.
Well, let me ask you something.
Like, go ahead.
But is she Muslim or is she Indian? I don't want to make the mistake of saying
that. Oh, I don't know either, but I'm just saying. I'm just saying, no, don't get me wrong.
Well, so much for our insightful.
No, don't get me wrong. It's like I'm saying, so if it's like somebody who tries to tell you something about your culture, you know what I mean? So for instance, if it was a Muslim person, you would tell a person like, yo, check out my rug. And you say, oh, it's not like the rug that you use to pray to Buddha four times a day. You know what I mean?
Yes.
You wouldn't tell somebody that.
No.
You know what I mean? I think I want to add a new phrase, and what that person, Allison, who she is, she is an assuming asshole. All right, it's right under racism, but right above prejudiciousness, right in the middle. You know what I mean? Because you can't go around assuming shit with authority, and that's what she did.
Yeah, is it an extension of racism and privilege? Where you privilege so much that you are ignorant? Yes, it is. Yeah. Racist, I don't know, and it is stupid. Don't get me wrong. Because it is insulting. Don't get me wrong. Because she, like I said, it was that kind of assumption where she just looking at this brown girl right here, who is Indian, she just pretty much said like, well, you some third world shit, like she's from Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom or something, you know. Like she in a like she can't even, and if you look at the report they tell you, this is going around where the girl is from. Let me see if I can put it on again. On the Today Show, they told you straight up where this girl is from.
Scripps National Spelling Bee was crowned late last night.
Oh, yes, she was. Let's check out the winning word for 12-year-old Ananya Vinay from Fresno, California.
Fresno, California. But my girl Allison right here treated her like she's in a hut in India somewhere, writing with a pen, dipping that shit in ink. You know, like
playing with rocks.
Yeah, like she's so third world, she ain't even got a computer. You know?
Again, man, it's her assuming that she, you know, assuming with authority. You know what I mean? You know, some shit you should assume with authority. Like if you go to the doctor's office, you should assume that motherfucker has a medical degree. Or, you know what I mean? Or if I'm having a barbecue, assume that chicken will be there. Not because I'm black, but because barbecue, that's a popular meat for barbecue. You know what I mean?
Exactly. I mean, this woman just pretty much just assumed that she's some third world shit and just assumed that she fits every stereotype of Indian. It was almost like, hey, I farted and it smells like curry, but you're used to that, right?
Terrible.
Hey, what time does your elephant pick you up to take you to school? You know, it's an insult to her culture, which this girl does not really, you know, assume all the stereotypes of. Exactly. And so does she mean anything bad by it? I think that sometimes we throw the word racist down and, you know, go ahead and come at me again, man. Somebody just got mad at me because, you know, I'm not ready to just go out there and attack everybody that someone else assumes is racist.
Yeah, you can't, man. I mean, you know, and again, the assumption word gets a lot of people in a lot of trouble. So, for instance, if you're tall, you play basketball automatically, right? If you're a white person, you assume they play basketball. But if it's a black person, you assume they play basketball. Automatically, it's racist, right?
Exactly.
Automatically, it's a sensitive topic. It's prejudice, right? So now prejudice and racism are not going hand in hand. It's nuts, man.
Racism is a very strong word and accusation that I myself like to reserve for the most racist of people, because I don't want that to lose its power when racism is actually something to be pointed out, something to actually be accused of in the right way. You know, if we start throwing down the racist card, then it's going to get to a point where it's just like, well, y'all just throw it down no matter what, so it doesn't mean anything anymore. And there's a lot of people that we catch today doing it. And I reserve, granted, there's a lot of subtle racism that needs to be called out. And as I said, is this a form of, is this something that has its roots in racism? Yes. But, you know, there's a lot of people out there who are actually down home true racist. Like, and it's been going on. We should hold them accountable for it. Like, you know, we've been seeing all over these people feeling empowered, and these people feeling, and that's going to be one of my next stories, these people feeling like, well, shit, since things are kind of, I feel in my favor, I can call you a nigga no matter where I am. You see it all the time on YouTube. There's been like last week, there were two incidents. One woman was in Walmart where she was going up against this Mexican woman, and a black woman tried to come in defending. She just kind of like, well, shit, I don't even know a nigga telling me what to do.
Stop being ignorant.
Now that's a woman who's letting you know, yes, you are a nigga, and I want you to know. You know, it didn't come out of some place where she slipped up and it was by accident. No, you are a nigger to me, and I did not mix words with that.
No, this is what I am. This is what I do. Yes.
Yeah.
No ifs, ands, or big buts about it. That's what's popping off right now.
Do I think you were lower than me? Yes.
And those are the people that need to be called racist. There's no in between there. That's what that is.
No, Allison right here, she's just stupid. You know, that's all it is.
She's just looking in on the word racism. She's not fully in there yet. You know what I mean? She's looking in on it. I got a question for you. So I got a question for you. So check this out. So I'm from New York, and say I tell somebody who's not from here, say I live in New York, whatever, and all of a sudden they ask me, do you know Biggie Smalls? Did you know Biggie Smalls? You know what I mean?
Like, would personally?
Did I know him before he died? Because I'm from New York. Would that be a racist, prejudice, ignorance, or just plain stupidity?
I don't know. I always thought you did know.
For you, it's just stupidity. But I don't know.
Like, if he was alive, I'd be asking you if you could get an autograph for me. No, here's the deal, and this is where I bring it down to true racism. I mean, it's arguable that you can try to reason with anybody, but some people can be reasoned with more than others. is when you go to this woman, Allison, and you say, hey, that was ignorant, and it was racially ignorant for you to say that. If you bring that to her, chances are she's probably going to be like, wow, I'm sorry. I did not know that. And she's willing to accept where she's wrong. Hopefully that would be her response. And if she didn't, you get the vibe from her that you feel like that's the case. Now, this woman at Walmart, if you say, hey, that was wrong, she's going to be like, I don't give a fuck. You still a nigger. You know, that's where.
Throw some chicken at you or something.
Yeah, you throw a watermelon and hope that you run after it like a dog. You know, then that's where we. If you can be exactly. reasoned with and somebody understands the error of their ways right then and you got something. If somebody's like, no, I don't like black people and I want you to know that and I'm not budging on that, then that's probably where you have a problem. So.
Exactly. I mean, you know, that Allison chick, it was a case where she wanted to show her knowledge of somebody else's culture, and she didn't realize that wasn't really her culture. You know what I mean? That
yeah,
she knows her,
exactly.
You know what I mean? And I think that was Allison's case. She wanted to show her knowledge and wanted to be smart.
I'm sorry.
No, she just wanted to feel smart, and you know, just to show, hey, I know a thing or two about your culture.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, that you know, she had that little girl has no idea what you're talking about, probably.
Yeah, you live in a hut with flies all over you, writing on a fucking piece of paper. You know?
And Sally Struthers is back there trying to help you.
Yeah, sending messages on a leaf and shit. No, you know, it's insulting. It's definitely insulting. But if we don't recognize the harsh racism between ignorant racism, then we don't stand a chance to reason with people, because some people are ignorant and we just need to let them know. We become too accusatory and just immediately meet anger and hate. With something that can be from somebody that probably could be set straight, then it's not going to help anybody. That's my point.
You're right. You're right. There's levels to this racism thing.
Yeah, and I'm sorry if you don't know what I'm talking about. You don't agree with me. You're mad because I'm not militant. I'm ready to call somebody racist at the drop of a hat. Fuck you. You know, I don't know what to tell you, but I think that my approach is helping more than it's hurting. You know.
Exactly. The same person sits back and analyzes the situation. You don't move off emotion.
Exactly.
You move off of knowledge, not emotion. So, you know, you're doing the right thing, my brother.
Thank you.
Power to the people, right on.
I mean, you don't get no blacker than Oz because he knows Biggie Smalls. So, you know.
Exactly. Wait a minute. What?
He was at his funeral, right?
Hey, that's right. He was dancing his casket around.
Yeah. Ba-da-da-da! So
baby.
Tied for that right now for the... number four, foolishness, is the reason why it's tied is because it also has its story rooted in racism here. Now, this is what the difference between what we're just talking about now and we're talking about some real racism. And let me just start out by saying that Starbucks was seen as making a mistake, somewhat of an ignorant move themselves, because they were putting these cups out and... These cups that they had out there, they were, and I don't know if you heard about this, Oz, it was back in 2015, I believe. They put these cups out that they hope would sort of open a dialogue with their patrons about racism. And instead of doing that, it just made people talk more racist shit. It was a thing. Yeah, it was. They would try to have one square on there to talk about racism and something. I remember this. And then they would have people write on there like just misleading information, like white supremacists wrote here every year on average 35,000 white women are raped by black men, while under 10 black men are raped by white men. Source: the U.S. Justice Department. That's some Planet of the Apes shit going on in your mind. I don't know if that's the case.
What kind of mathematics and that's just some, what?
I don't
work for that shit.
Yeah, I don't think there's just 10 white women, black women that are raped by black men, 10 black women that are raped by a white man a year. Or, I don't know, whatever. That shit just sounds false. I don't know what.
Kind of mathematics they're using, kind of abacus they're using to get these numbers from. This is ridiculous.
The I hate niggas mathematics.
I got to subscribe to that.
Yeah. But what it proves is that. These racists out here, they love their Starbucks coffee, man.
Yeah. they live like Malcolm X. By any means necessary, yeah. The lies out there.
Because of what the world needs right now is just another racist hopped up on caffeine. But that's kind of what you're getting right here. In Chicago, I think it was today or yesterday, this is fresh right here, they had an incident where there was this guy, and the guy's name is William Brosh, I think. he was in Starbucks and something happened where there was an altercation with somebody accidentally spilling something on his suit, if I heard this right. And he lost his mind and lashed out at everyone.
Yes, it was an ugly confrontation.
Shut up, Slade! Do not talk to me!
That didn't end with words. The encounter turning violent.
Calling people like racist slurs. When I was coming into work, I was not expecting to see that.
Juan Torres works at the Starbucks where it happened.
Juan Torres. I thought they said one tourist. And I was like, how is he working at Starbucks investigating?
Exactly.
Police say the man in the light-colored suit became enraged after he had coffee spilled on him. This video
Will
taken
Valley.
By an ABC 7 photographer.
We say Will Valley? Yeah. You don't like my show, you fucking slave?
I was shocked because I thought it was gonna like end right there. Security was gonna come, the cops were gonna show up.
But things escalate. The man seen lashing out at a second man who's videotaping him.
Your children are disposable vermin.
After spitting on the bystander, punches are nearly thrown, but people intervene, and it appears to be over.
Okay, so if you didn't hear too clearly, what's going on here is that there was an altercation inside. Get outside, and he's yelling at this black dude who's trying to film the incident. And there's a lot of people filming it, but he's telling the guy, "Your children are vermin." And a fight almost breaks out as the guy spits on this other dude.
Yep.
And somebody breaks it up, and the black dude is walking away, but the guy is still yelling. As you can see right here in the subtitles, "Do not walk off on two legs. Walk away on four legs." Hinting that the guy that he was arguing with is subhuman or not human at all.
But people got to understand as well, when the guy, after he spat on the guy who got spat on went to try to confront the guy who was doing the spitting. But that guy who did the spitting was backing up.
Oh, yeah.
He wasn't ready for the fisticuffs. He wasn't ready for it, and somebody got in between them.
No, he's the guy.
That needs to be explained right there.
Oh, yeah.
As we continue watching.
Oh, yeah. The guy, yeah. The dude's kind of cowardly, if you ask me. Now,
of course.
To be fair, you know, a lot of these people that you see out here doing these crazy things are crazy.
Right.
This is William Boucher, and as you said, about Will Valley, you know, who has a penchant for ugly suits. But if you look right here, he describes himself as a high school dropout and entrepreneur. Okay, but his Facebook also reveals that he went to a school in Chicago where he went for treatment for at a center for childhood and young adults with emotional disturbances.
Mm-hmm.
And I will give you that, but still, and I said this about another thing that happened with somebody the other day, there's a point where you can tell somebody is crazy, and you can mm-hmm. tell when somebody just needs a good ass whooping. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, I know a lot of people who can be beat down very sane after it's done.
Yeah, that nigga wake up call.
Yeah, exactly. Like, a nice ass whooping is probably the best treatment that you can get.
Yep.
Because I can tell you, my man right here, I can look at some things and say, all right, you might be a little emotional, maybe a little disturbed, but I'm looking at your ass right now where you're a little too cocky, too, and you need an ass whooping. And yeah. He is right there next to your ass. Getting his lean on. You
don't
know,
put that next to me, man.
Okay, I'll take it off, sir.
He's looking. Get me so angry.
I know, he's looking at you. I'm like, hey, you see something you like right there? He's like, hey, Oz, don't walk away from me on two legs.
Oh, man.
Your children are vermin, Oz. I just want to let you know.
Let me give you a massage real quick. It'll feel real good.
Some people, you can argue that crazy shit all you want to, but some people, they just need a good ass whooping. Although I'm looking at that suit and I'm like, yeah, you got to be crazy to buy that shit too, right?
There's only one man who pull that off.
Yeah, looking like he got a suit made out of fruit roll-ups and shit. It's a big ass red suit. But the reason why I call him a coward, and the reason why I say he ain't that fucking crazy, because if he was that crazy, he would have hit that young black dude that was confronting him, but my man was backing off. But he waited for a 59-year-old homeless dude to come walking up to him, and this is what he did. And then gonna try to walk off like nothing gonna happen. Oh, but the bum rush happened after this.
Justice happened. Wait.
No, go, go, go.
Okay, come on.
ass wrestled down to the hard concrete. Upset about his suit earlier. Now look at your suit. All dirt and shit on it.
Look crazy.
All on the ground.
The guy that he spat on, he's there helping too. If let the thing play, he got a couple shots in there too. He was kneeing him in the face, man, trying to get him down. I mean, listen, it's definitely a case where, you know, you want to look at this guy's profile and call, you know, mental health issues and all this nonsense like that, man. If he was that mentally disabled, why wouldn't he be somewhere? You know what I mean? Why isn't somebody with him? It's not like he just escaped the insane asylum, nothing like that. He's able to put himself together and walk these streets. You know what I mean? He has to be accountable for something, held accountable for something.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He knew what he was doing when he didn't want to fight that first guy. But yeah. All of a sudden, you know, he got all the strength of Popeye, ate his spinach, and was able to knock out a homeless 59-year-old man who wasn't even thinking about him.
No.
You know what I mean?
Not at all. And that's the thing about it, man. You know, they said that he's been in there. He's been a problem before. Now, I'm not saying I condone what he did. I'm not trying to actually say anything good about this guy. I'm not trying to encourage this man right here. But I will give points always, no matter how bad the situation, I will give points for originality because it's, I don't know if you saw what was going on with this dude, but he is, he's been in, I won't say he's been in the news, but he's had an internet presence before. And if you look right here, they say my point is that I give him points for originality because he rides a unicycle.
Oh, God.
Hey, I'm on my way to Starbucks right now.
He is on a unicycle right now. And
that is one talented racist. There you go.
I will give points because, as I said, I have yet, maybe some people have seen this, I have not ever seen a racist on a unicycle.
All he gets is originality.
Yeah.
His racism is original. I give him that.
And I love, and it just got me with the unicycle because I always thought that people on unicycles were free spirits and happy and loved everyone, and they had a sense of humor. I mean, if you're on a unicycle, you're just some makeup away from being a clown.
I thought people on unicycles owned monkeys and knew how to juggle.
Yeah, and juggle, you know. You know, I look at it, and the dude, he loves that unicycle, and it's funny because somebody put together. I'm looking at this. He put this together, Billy Bouchard, and. A whole thing where he's trying out for the Chicago Cubs for, I don't know, a mascot or something. And he was showing off his unicycling skills. And somebody just put in the contrast of the dude on the unicycle that we get from the dude in the white suit who's yelling racial slurs and punching 59-year-old homeless dudes out.
Boucher, and I deserve to be a 2012 summer ball boy at Wrigley Field because I'm fun.
Shut up, Slade!
Enthusiastic. Energetic and athletic.
Well, I guess you got to give him that. I mean, you know, I mean, it's probably not the best target for him to punch somebody, but he does have a hook on him.
Shit, man. Listen, this guy is trash, and I don't want to hear anybody trying to come to this idiot's defense for anything, man. You know, he knew what he was doing. You know, he took his anger out on somebody who he knew that couldn't defend himself. You know, and he got caught out there. You know what I mean? You want to be crazy? Be crazy in jail now.
Yeah.
Talk that shit behind bars now. See what happens to you.
And if you are crazy, you're crazy to where you are attacking people out on the streets. And maybe somebody needs to put your villainous ass in Arkham Asylum or something. Lock you up either way it goes. You know, doing that shit. And what's the deal? We're talking about the unicycle. What's going on with these racists on wheels, man, lately? Because it was just 2 weeks ago that Martin and I were talking about this dude that was in an airport who was mad at this dude of Latin origin. I think his mother was from El Salvador. Some dude in a wheelchair just got mad at the guy talking to his mother in Spanish.
Wow. Oh, okay.
That's fucking that's incredible.
I'm glad you're having a good
time. So my family that's also all military, fought just like you did.
I don't give a fuck.
Right? Lost limbs.
learn how to fucking speak English.
You know, that's a dude, like I said, man, I don't give a fuck how I'm supposed to feel about handicapped people. I'll take your ass and roll you off a cliff.
Exactly.
Roll that motherfucker in the midday traffic. This dude right there, I don't give a fuck.
You're talking about, oops, it's rolling right in the traffic.
Yeah, exactly.
Oops. Oh, there was another woman in a wheelchair telling some Chinese man to go back to China.
Oh, Jesus, man.
There was something else that happened just the other day. I might have sent that to you. I'm not sure. But, yeah, you know, racists on wheels, man.
They're like,
I'm going to look them up on Facebook and see what's going on with them.
It's almost like Optimus Prime and the Transformers should be fighting either. They're like racist Decepticons, you know. That motherfucker's transforming to burning crosses and shit.
Damn.
Yeah, I don't know, man. It's out there. Like I said, the other thing with this is that thank God for these cameras, because a lot of people think that this is a lot of this stuff. Oh wow, we're finally getting this on camera. They're being exposed. It's not just because of the cameras that are out there. This should have just been it's been happening all the time. Yeah. We're just not able to catch it.
Now you can see it in HD if you want.
Now you can see it in a high definition. You can put it on a loop.
4K HD. You can remix it, play it backwards, play it on your PlayStation 4.
Maybe you can be the character on your PlayStation 4. It should turn to a racist. You be put on Nintendo, play racist Mario Kart.
Exactly. Oh, don't tell it to my son. He'll be distraught.
Papa, I hate the black people, Papa. Hey, Papa. So, anyway, let's leave the heavy social issues right there aside and get into some fun foolishness now. And our next foolishness at number three, this is very simple. Over in Russia, some dudes are driving down the street, mind their own business, and going besides them is probably the best show they've ever had while driving.
Какой ты мой хороший! Ай, ты мой хорошенький!
If you wonder what they are talking about right there, it's a chick on a dude's lap. They are driving and fucking at the same time.
On the highway, doing like 50 and change. This is the best Uber ride ever.
Yeah, they got a competitive edge right now.
Exactly.
It's like, I want to drive there because, shit, we can't even text and drive here in Texas. There you can go 50 and fuck.
Oh, man.
That is not foolishness. That is a talent right there. Because if you look at my man here, because it's funny. I'm like, is she like a GPS of, because he's looking at her back. She must be giving him directions.
Exactly. Is she controlling the steering wheel and he's doing the pedals or some shit?
That's what I was wondering. I was like, maybe he's a midget and she's reaching the pedal for him. You know?
No, they are fucking in there.
I didn't know. Maybe he dropped something and she's trying to help him get it with his foot because he's just that good of a driver. You know?
Oh, Corey, you're so naive.
Yeah, he's trying to, could you get that for me?
Yes, Corey, that's what's happening, man.
My man is concentrating hard on the road, too. You see? Hey, you know what? Good for you. If that is Russian Uber, sign me up. That is a nice one right there. Thank you, Oz.
You are absolutely welcome, my friend. Jesus.
Yeah. Getting good for my man right there.
Yeah, good going. Nobody cried. Nobody died that day.
I just wonder if that is something normal that's there.
That's what they do.
Yeah, like I said, I can't even use my phone there. But yeah, you can fuck till you've you can fuck your heart's content while you're on the road.
I don't give a fuck.
Well, shit, whatever you say, that's one thing Russia got up on us.
You need to hack that.
I got that shit. Yeah, lift. Yeah, I'm going to lift this dick right here. Let's see. Oh, okay. Number two. This is just sad. It really is. I mean, I'm laughing, but this is some real villainous shit right here.
Yeah, it is.
This is some despicable me shit right here.
only because nobody got hurt.
Only because no one got hurt. But let me see here. So there was a party, and they're going to say in the news report where this is, but there were a bunch of kids having a party, and it's one of those parties where they got the bouncy castle, and kids love the bouncy castle. You can see it with little kids there, a little girl right there in a little ballerina outfit. People mind their own business, having fun, but oh, you're a mean one, Mr. Grinch.
You really... Grumpy Smurf comes around the corner.
Yeah, yeah. You really are an asshole. You really are too, Mr. Grinch. He came over and just said, you know what? I'm shutting this shit down, and I'm starting with the bouncy castle.
A one-year-old's birthday quickly went from fun to panic.
A one-year-old!
That's even worse. That's even worse. A one-year-old. Kid don't even know what's going on.
Yeah, don't even know what's happening.
Exactly.
Her first bouncy castle, and he had to come on there and ruin it.
Parents, this is video of a bounce house losing air and collapsing when over a dozen kids, ages 2 and 3, were
like, oh, blah, blah, blah.
We were very nervous, and we were very worried about the kids because it was extremely hot, and they were, like, trapped inside the bounce house.
Mother Deborah Romero says parents rushed over to help.
We couldn't really reach to all the kids, and we unfortunately had to put one of the kids through the leg.
Deborah says a family member followed the cord from the bounce house and noticed it was unplugged.
Somebody could have been very, very hurt.
She says the family looked at surveillance and noticed this. An unknown man in his 60s walked...
That looked like somebody just don't have fun. If you notice, he walked out from there like he had a stick all rammed up his ass, man.
Yeah.
Look at the way he walked
out. Walk that stick out.
Look at the party.
Bald headed with the bad shirt and shorts on.
Walking like an evil person.
Then he walks back and unplugs the
bounce house party.
And walks back across the street. A YouTube video was created saying things like bad neighbor and dare to ruin a princess's birthday party.
Deborah says she doesn't know who those were the most politest things they can say, huh? polite angry. They were polite angry with that. How dare you ruin the princess's party? Bad neighbor. Like, really? Who wrote that?
Yeah, it's almost like, not asshole or you bitch. You know, it's bad neighbor. Bad neighbor. How dare you? Shame. For shame.
Shame on you.
Shame not on cool. you. Do that rub cool, on your fingers.
Dude.
Shame.
Not cool, dude.
Yeah. Not cool, bro.
Yeah, when called police, a police spokesperson tells us they did canvass the area and knocked on doors, and the man in the video was never identified. It puzzles Deborah as to why someone would do this at her child's birthday.
Shit, that's even the shittier thing. They can't find the dude that did this, man.
Because he went back to Eternia.
Yeah.
He's King Hator. Ultimate villain.
It's like, it was, you know, it almost makes you say, did he even exist? Was this like just a shitty ghost? You know? I never had a bouncy castle.
I said he's Grumpy Smurf. Fuck your fun.
I hate bouncy castles.
Yo, he's the dude at the bar. If you macking on someone, he comes up to the girl and say, you know he has AIDS, right? Fucks your whole program up.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that motherfucker talk about taking the air out the party. He did that shit. He literally did that. I love the way he did it too. Didn't look. Of course, it's shitty what this guy did, but I got to give him credit just for walking over, just yanking that cord out.
Look at him.
He walks back and unplugs.
Yank.
And walks back across the street.
He waddles off.
Just waddles. Yeah, waddles off.
He just walks up to fuck your party and just walks off. Yo, I hope he shows up at your wedding.
Yeah. I hope not, because we're getting a bouncy castle, man.
look at that motherfucker right there. You're going to pull it out.
Because if you look at this dude, he waddled off. He pulled that shit, and he waddled off like the penguin. Wah, 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 wah. And you know, it's... look, man. I ain't going to lie. I'm not gonna lie about this. Yeah. It's sad what happened, but I'm saying this knowing that no children were hurt.
Exactly, exactly.
But I'm not gonna lie. Like if I had been there, hurt, because if I had seen that, I would have laughed my ass off. That thing going down, all them kids like ah.
Because you know some of the kids was probably being a bunch of some little badasses too that day too. So
oh yeah, like, yeah. Well, that goddamn thing came down on them like a fucking pie crust and shit. Exactly. You know, because it would have been like that shit is like the Titanic sinking, you know? It's like,
yeah.
You just went down so slow.
It's going down so slow, but yet you can't do nothing to help it. You just got to watch it sink.
Yeah.
You can't do nothing to help it. Just watch it sink.
Little kids over there playing like the band and shit, just going down with the bouncy castle.
They're playing kazoos or something.
Yeah. Well, they're playing. Playing Taylor Swift and shit.
that dude's terrible. I would love to hear one of his motivational speeches. Must suck.
See, here's the deal with the guy. I'm almost sympathetic because this dude, I can kind of tell what happened. This is a guy that he's mad because he probably never had a bouncy castle when he was a kid and wanted one. And
like, no, you know what it is? These guys, the people that's having the party, they probably have parties very frequently and they probably play their music loud. You know what I mean?
Oh.
And this was his time to be like, you know what? Enough is enough.
I know.
Waddle, waddle, waddle.
And he doesn't live there, but he's probably a visitor that came over. And those people next door are probably having a party. And listen, I'm on profile a little bit, but because it ain't making me mad, because I wouldn't do anything. I got a way to defend it. But they probably told their friend like that right there. They said, yeah, they always next door. They playing that Tejano music all the time. They partying all the time. And we don't know what to do. Like, fuck it, I don't live here. I'll take care of that shit.
I got you.
Yeah, fuck your goddamn Mexican bouncy castle.
Fuck your party. Come on.
Fuck your castle, you know. I don't agree with it because, you know, look, of course I don't agree with it, but I don't know. Yeah. Maybe they were partying too hard all the time because I know what he said. That's what they think. These Mexicans over here all the time party. If you got Mexican neighbors, because I've been around some people that have Mexican neighbors, if they party and embrace the shit, because they will, because when Mexicans have a party, they party for everybody. That was a party for a one-year-old. I bet they had beer. I bet they had bubbles there. You know, the food is gonna be good.
Nine out of ten, you see your neighbor who may be Mexican, you know, maybe not. If they are, you see them across and over the fence, they will tell you to come on over and throw you a beer and you will be part of that festivities with them. So I mean, I don't know what was wrong with this dude, man.
Yeah.
He's an asshole. He's an asshole for doing it. But it made me laugh. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry too, man. I wouldn't do it, but if I was there, I would have laughed my ass off at that fucking thing. I like the way those adults don't even give a fuck. Ain't nobody budged. If you look at this, they like me. Those motherfuckers didn't care.
Bad, then that's what they get.
Look at them. That woman and that man ain't moving at all. the dog is laughing and shit. didn't nobody give a fuck about that castle going down.
Not at all. They're like, whatever. They'll be all right.
Yeah, they'll be all right. Them kids going to be all right. Shit. Give them some cake. Just shut the fuck up. Invite the neighbors over.
Listen, find that villain. Find that super villain.
Yeah, find him. Slow locate his ass. He's probably back in his lair somewhere.
Exactly. Trying to fuck with He-Man.
Somebody need to get that man a bouncy castle. I got one for him. Getting that big dick ass bouncy castle. I'm looking at a bouncy castle somebody made. I don't know where this was. I don't know who had this idea, but whoever made that knew exactly what they were doing. It should go to jail because it's an elephant with a dick for a nose. Like the kids go in one side and slide out the dick.
Oh God! Well, hey, that's where the kids came from, right?
Kids it's come out like sperms.
It's an educational bouncy house.
This is how mommy and daddy had your ass.
And I slide on out.
And it was a lot of fun, just like you're having right now.
Exactly.
All right. Let's go to our number one foolishness right here. And
number one.
And as I said, I don't want to bring in any social issues with this, and some people are trying to, but it doesn't matter. Because what happened? What's that?
No, it doesn't. This just brings joy to your heart.
It's just right here. Yeah, it's just pure comedy.
Don't look at any. Don't look at it for any racial thing. Don't look at it for any type of
political statement.
Political statement. Don't look at it for that. Just look at the action.
Yeah,
and enjoy. That's
because what you have here, you got. Now, this is the thing. Sometimes people out there, they think that they are just they are morally righteous. They just have this moral superiority on people. You don't do that. Don't do this. How dare you drive in my neighborhood doing that? And that's just what happened here. Some old dude was crossing the street and didn't like how fast someone was driving. So he's just going to tell them what to do. And every time we have this foolishness, with every show, I'm beginning to believe more and more in karma, because karma just happens so much, and it's so sweet when it does. My man was telling the people to slow down. He should pay attention to what he's doing, because he can't even walk right. Look at him. You slow down. Slow down.
What's wrong with you, man?
Bang! And they're going to get mad at them.
I must have watched this like 50 times. I had it on loop, man. I was crying. Because you know how much I would want that to happen to somebody? Because for those of us who drive, you know, it's always been a case where, it's been a case sometimes where you come in a little hot, you know what I mean, to a red light or a stop sign. You got full control of what you're doing, but, you know, just come in a little hot. And, you know, there's people looking at you like shaking your head like, oh, man, this guy, why don't you just pay attention to what you're doing? Yeah, fuck you. Bing. Why don't you pay attention to what you're doing?
And karma at it again. And here's the thing.
Like,
my man,
like, I got you, homie.
Got you. You want to talk that shit? Karma got your ass. You need to worry about yourself. Trying to worry about how people are walking or how people are driving, and you can't even walk right. And what's so funny about it? He gives them like the fuck you, you know. And what I like about it is that looking at this, I love when people run into inanimate objects, because you get mad at them and they don't answer back, and there's nothing you can do. All you can do is, and you're so mad that you just take it off on the neck. You take it out on the next human being that you see, even though it ain't their fault. How dare you make me fucking do that?
Exactly. That dog is laughing too. You said that dog has tongue out.
that dog laughing too.
He's like,
if you're listening, people, this man who told these people to slow down ran straight into a pole right in front of him crossing the street.
y'all gotta look for this. If y'all listening, you have to look for this. I don't know what to put in. What'd you put in? Fool walks in the pole? I don't know.
What people are saying is fool walks into pole, or man walks into pole wearing a Make America Great Again hat. Now, and you know, that's that Trump shit. Now, here's the deal with that. It doesn't matter about that hat.
Not
it doesn't
at all.
Matter he's a Trump voter. Don't make this political. Obama could have done this shit right here, and I would have laughed my ass off just as hard. What you got to notice, that what's so great about this, is that this is true, old-fashioned, classic comedy. This shit goes back to vaudeville. You couldn't ask for better physical comedy than this right here. This is classic. This is the kind of shit every element fits right here. First of all, he got that stereotypical old man look with the beard. You know, he's walking the. He looks like one of those spelunkers, man. Like he should be walking a mule instead of a dog. You know what I'm saying?
It happened so precisely, almost like it was a setup, but it wasn't.
He hit himself so hard that pole had to hold his ass up. Look at his like he just got his ass beat in the boxing ring. You know? And here's the other thing. What I mean by classic, this is classic vaudeville shit. I didn't think shit like this even happened in life. I almost thought that this was fake and a setup, because the way it happened, it's real.
That's what I was saying. It looked almost too perfect, but no, that was life actually happening, and that was amazing.
And the reason why it's so perfect, because if you put sound effects on this and you put that old cartoon Yosemite Sam cussing, it couldn't have fit better, man. Look at this shit.
Dirty Turkish heart attack.
That was perfect.
It was perfect. Watch it again. Perfect. This is straight up Looney Tunes shit.
Yes, it is.
Dirty Turkish heart attack.
Oh my god, yo. You got to put this segment up somewhere, son. That's amazing.
No, it's brilliant. Sometimes everything in life aligns all too perfectly that you can't even believe is real, but this is. Life is awesome.
And folks, this is the very definition of the Foolish Five. And that's why this is number one. And this will probably be our top one.
Yeah, this is number one right here. This is why the Foolish Five exist.
Dirty Turkish heart attack.
Are we gonna have to do a year in top of the year our favorite five for 2016?
If we do, 17? That's a contender right there.
Very much so.
Yeah, brother, that is amazing. Oh, that life is beautiful sometimes.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
Oh,
yes, it
man,
is. And that is the Foolish Five right there.
Yes, yes. Hope everybody enjoyed, because I know we did. Goddamn.
Oh, I'm crying, man, out of all this
yeah,
shit. I'm
too,
loving
man.
It. I'm loving it. So let's see here if we got anything. I love the chat. Chat is laughing at that. Yeah, he's mad because he's embarrassed. Yeah, he can't get mad at the poll. You know, because the poll ain't going to answer back. He can win those people. Nope. God damn you motherfucker. Why'd you make me do that? You know what? Next time, look where you fucking going instead of being all up in people's business.
Next time,
mind your own fucking business.
Yeah. I mean, insult to injury, the guy in the car was laughing at him too. So, you know, it was nothing he could do.
Yeah, nothing. What your old ass going to do? Who you going to be?
Exactly.
Even that dog was pulling him like, man, bring your ass on. Come on.
Exactly. Told you about this. Yeah. Come on.
Let's go home. Shit. leave these people alone and come on. Somebody said, Yosemite Sam in real life. You goddamn
exactly.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. All right. Well, I'm having a good time tonight. I don't know if we have any. Oh, that, I almost forgot. First of all, before we get into it, let's. Everybody's talking about that Black Panther, man. So let's go ahead and take a look. People talking about, bruh, you got to see this. All right, people. I'm actually going to download this if y'all can just give me a chance right here. Let me download this right now. It may take a little time, but I'll do my best. You know, we got fiber up in here now, but it ain't the best fiber. You know,
that's fiber.
I still got a little. I still got a lot, some shit stuck in my ass.
It's shitting out streams. All that fiber.
Yeah, that fiber. So, thank y'all for watching tonight. I'm just going to go ahead and download this Black Panther trailer because that just came out. So if you give me a chance, people. I didn't know it came out in the middle of the show right here. So let me take a look.
Although we'll talk about it tonight, I would definitely want to hear what Martin has to say about it.
We'll probably bring Martin in on it, too. Yeah. Martin has a habit of not knowing when. I like the way Martin spoils shit for everybody, but he don't even want to look at trailers.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Martin is upset sometimes we have to do these trailers on Tuesday because he just don't want to know, so he doesn't begrudgingly sometimes, but he'd be the first one to like spoil some shit for people out there.
Oh, all right. Well, maybe not.
Now, everybody's been talking about the importance of Black Panther right now. Black Panther is considered to be one of the strongest and most powerful superheroes in the Marvel Universe. And
he is the wealthiest and the smartest.
Got it up on Tony Stark. You know, everybody think Tony Stark running shit. Black Panther came in and said, you ain't running a goddamn thing around here.
Yeah. Martin would know where he lists as the science, his IQ list, because there's a list up there. And Reed Richards is like number one or some nonsense like that. And I think Black Panther is like four or some nonsense like that. And his wealth, I think, is more than Tony Stark.
Yeah. And they say that he's stronger than Captain America. And people are saying, okay, you know what? That's cool. All this stuff is great. But the main thing is that it adds the much needed diversity to not only the Marvel Universe, but also just movies in general, especially when it comes to superhero films. 2018, yeah. We still got a ways to go. 2018 is when we see the Panther in full effect right here. And a lot of people have been hyped about this. They got Ryan Coogler, the guy who directed the Creed movie.
Creed, yes.
Yeah, yeah. And I love that film. I'm looking forward to see what they do with this hero right here. People, y'all saw it already. We're seeing it new. Black Panther.
Tell me something. What do you know about Wakanda?
It's a third world country.
Textiles, shepherds, cool outfits. All the front. Explorers have searched for it. Called it El Dorado. They looked for it in South America. But it was in Africa the whole time. I'm the only one who's seen it and made it out alive.
Something I have tears about to come to my eyes right now.
You too. Wow.
The look of Wakanda. I love how they blended like African culture with the let's just say this, you know, the superhero movie with the science fiction of it that's there, and the way we see, without showing too much, what Black Panther can do when he's in action.
Because the way they say that, you know, all that, you know, flies and the kids with the big bellies and the, you know, famished people, that's a front.
Oh, yeah. No,
that's a front. They living good out there.
Wakanda's, you know, one of the most advanced. It's supposed to be like one of the highest advanced cities and civilizations in the world. And I love that they are able to blend in. If you notice, look in here, man, they've kind of shown that that the technology and the civilization is somewhat in tune with the environment too. You know, it's a hidden city where they're in sync with nature. At least that's what I've understood to be. I kind of like that they've sold you so much information in this right here.
I'm just so, you know, you just see, you know, so many black actors in here, and they're not fucking slaves, man. That's what's so, you know, invigorating. And makes me pumped and, you know, makes me happy, makes me almost want to cry, because, you know, this is what, you know, we can be. This is what, you know, you're an actor. You don't have to act like a slave. You could act like a regular person. That's what you see, regular people everywhere, and they're black. And it's just, you know, this is it. This is what, you know, this is what we're trying to do.
Well, that's,
you know, there's no hidden agenda behind it.
No.
People being people. And it's good to see that.
That's the thing about it, man. They've been able to go in and make a movie that's a superhero film, and it doesn't have to water down the culture.
No, not at all.
You know, it doesn't have to water down, especially coming from Africa. It doesn't have to water down the blackness of it. You know, right. But at the same time, it feels accessible to everybody, man.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
This is something anybody can, it's got the effects in there, it's got the budget.
And that's the vibe that I'm getting from it. It's a case where it's taking itself seriously, but it's taking itself seriously to a point where it's relatable to everybody, like you said. You know, they have the hint of some cultural things in there, but it's not overbearing, overpowering as it looks for right now. But what I'm seeing, glimpses that they're giving you, you know, they're showing you stuff, but it doesn't look like they're beating you over the head with it.
Yeah. And
you know what I mean? And from what also, I see so far.
And also, I mean, for those who are like, hey, they're cramming this down my throat. They're making me eat this black shit, right? You know, it's amazing. Why do you have to like force everybody else's culture on me? Well, honestly, because it adds say what you will about diversity, but for all the people who are saying that a lot of these superhero movies are starting to look the same, this is something where bringing in different cultures, I mean, come on. We ain't seen shit like this before on this kind of level. You know, on a superhero level like this. We have not seen something where it embraces a culture this way and puts it out there for people. Early, especially in my generation, who would be turned off by it, man. I think we're living in an age now where people are like, you know, we can accept something like this. And that's why it's important, because I tell you, man, coming up as a kid, this is why I'm saying I'm so happy that kids today are able to see something like this. And, you know, and I'm not saying that, look, I want to see everybody represented. I'm not saying anything needs to take over. But as a kid, this is the kind of stuff that I dreamed of. And I know a lot of kids dreamed of when they had to, like, look at read comic books and look at superhero shows and movies and not see themselves in it. You know, when I was coming up, we had to imagine shit like this sometimes, you know?
Yeah, exactly. It's like you said, you want to see all cultures represented. And for the last couple movies that we had, we weren't really. You know what I mean? Now, you know, you see that and you want to celebrate that. You know what I mean? Even with the success of Wonder Woman, a woman, you know, a female lead, you know, that's the same type of vein we're talking about.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's not a black and white thing. It's more so it's a cultural, you know, unification, you know, and it starts with, you know, these things on film that everybody wants to see, everybody wants to be a part of, you know, a representation of themselves, you know, when they're watching and enjoying something. You know what I mean? And I think, like I said, between Wonder Woman and now this Black Panther thing coming out, I think we're kind of getting there, man, you know?
I wonder if the Alamo is going to do a black-only screening of this.
Now that would be racist now, right? That would be considered racist now.
Would that be racist if they did that? But, you know, looking at some of the other things, because you always think about, we're finally getting glimpses of things here. First of all, I love that how they're tying in the rest of the Marvel Universe. I love that. Because I didn't like Claw from the beginning, because Claw was just letting me know, I'm minding these Negroes for what they're worth. You know?
Exactly.
I hope Claw is a racist motherfucker in here, man. I hope Claw has a line saying, I hate these niggas here. You know?
I want that good old fashioned, what was that?
That wheelchair
racism. I want that.
Oh, yeah. I want that good, you know, that South African apartheid racism going on with Claw. I want him to let you know, I don't give a fuck about these black motherfuckers here. I want him to be like that. I know they're not going to do it, but I want some hints of that. I want, because Claw is that kind of guy where, from what I understand in the comics, he went in and he was trying to go in and take advantage of this country, exploit this country for his adamantium. So I wanted to see, because he, you know, I like that he's like, yeah, man, you don't know, these Negroes got it good in this country. You sitting up and thinking that they, because I like the way Martin Freeman is the one that's racist in this. He's like, yeah, they got flies and shit in there, and they live in huts. And he's like, no, these Negroes got it going on in this bitch, man. You
know? And I want every bit of that shit.
Yeah, he's like, you don't know, you ain't seen these black motherfuckers. I mean, they got technology, they, you know.
They got things going on.
They got internet and shit. he's looking at things, because Martin Freeman is the one that's ignorant, and Martin Freeman is supposed to be kind of a good guy. Martin Freeman is Everett K. Ross, who you saw in
Civil War.
In Civil War, I like the one he's the one that's being prejudiced and kind of racist in the villain. He's like, nah, man, shit, they got Google Fiber up in that bitch.
And he's like, the other guy's like, nah, they got two things, Jack and shit. And like, no.
The other thing with this is that now, while we're sitting up here talking about my man being, we want the white dude to be racist. We all know that, look, there's a lot of civil wars going on. We know black in Africa. We know black on black crime exists.
Oh, yeah, and it's going to be there.
And we also know that in addition to Claw, we got the one of the main villains here, and they show him front and center, and he looks, let me see if I can get to it, Creed himself, Michael B. Jordan, man.
Oh,
he got them black emo dreads going on. He looking mad. They letting you know straight forward, like, yeah, fuck that Negro, man. Where's T'Challa? Yo, I don't give a fuck if he is a king. He ain't shit to me.
Is that my man from Get Out?
That's right. Yeah, he got out the sunken place and went back home, man.
He did it.
Yeah, that's your boy Daniel Kaluuya, man, from Get Out back there.
Nice. They collected everybody.
They put every if you are black and you didn't get no work on Black Panther, then you did something wrong.
Yeah, where's Denzel at? Where's he at? Where he at?
Denzel was busy because Denzel always got work. If you are a working black actor and you already have something going on, then you know you're good. But if you ain't got no work and you ain't doing nothing, and they didn't call you for Black Panther, you need to fire your agent, man, because they should have got your ass for this. You know what I'm saying?
Or you just did something wrong to somebody because everybody's in here.
God damn.
Shoot, there I go back there.
I'm looking at this dude right here with this motherfucker with the world's biggest fucking Tic Tac in his mouth.
A damn coaster in his mouth.
Yeah. A coaster? Shit, that's a dinner plate. You can serve about 5 or 6 drinks on this lip right now.
But you see, they're not afraid to bring that real culture up in this bitch.
Like, how you gonna ask him any questions? Like, those must be his interpreters in the back. Because every time you ask him something, he'll be like, oh, blah, blah, blah.
Now I gotta see what happens in this scene, because it looks crazy. And he actually matches the plate with his suit.
With his suit.
Does he have different colored ones for a place for his mouth or his suit?
I know. Somebody gave him the world's biggest mint Rolaid, and he got a suit to go with. Yeah, take 2 of these motherfuckers and call me in the morning.
It'll take you like 2 years to finish it, but go ahead.
What? He said thank you. No, but I like the way that they're incorporating bits of African culture and having it in here in a mysterious way and working it into, you know, things that look like it could fit to whether you're a hero or a villain. I mean, I would dare say they're probably exaggerating a little bit to take it to fantastical levels so it could fit within the realm of a comic book. Chadwick Boseman, man, he was so good in Civil War.
Yeah.
And seeing him here, it's just it was so great to see just snippets of him, because I had no doubt that he could not carry a whole movie. I mean, yeah, you know, Black Panther doing superhero things, that's cool, but of course the important thing here is that we accept him as a character, T'Challa, man, and I was already sold on that. I was like, he's got it. You know,
I was hooked. I mean, as soon as they announced they were doing Black Panther, he was the first person that came to mind. And when they announced him, I was like, yes, it's a wrap. It's great. Just wake me up when it's out.
I know. And and a handsome Black Panther too. Look, he got that he got that edge up.
Oh yeah, he got his line, he's lined up with the barber.
Yeah, got his little curls going on, using that sponge and shit. I like it, man. And Lupita Nyong'o, man. Nyong'o, however you say her name. She's gonna be badass in this. You know, he's got those chicks that are his bodyguards. And that right there, that's Danai Gurira from The Walking Dead.
Yes.
Yeah, who we are? We already know she's a bad bitch.
So, okay, you know what she's gonna bring to it. So that's good money. Hey, like I said, man, I just want to stay healthy, eat right, take my vitamins, say my prayers, stay in school, do all of that, just so I can make sure I survive to watch this movie.
So you can stay on drugs, keep off milk.
Exactly. I'm gonna do all that. If it ensures me seeing this movie a couple times in the theater, yes, I need that.
Yeah, but that's the final thing with it. It just looks like it's going to hold up against all the Marvel movies out there, but also be something that's original. I love the colors that they've done here, man. I love the way they've incorporated all this stuff. So, you know, I'm looking forward to it, man.
Listen, as the trailer goes, just a trailer. We have not seen the movie. We don't know what the movie's going to be about. But as a trailer, it is fucking amazing.
Yeah, and that's just a teaser, man.
Yeah.
And then they managed to show
a full trailer,
much.
Teaser, you're right.
Yeah, they managed to show a lot during this teaser. And it's... again, showing how Marvel is taking the right steps and choosing the exact right heroes to expand this big story that they have leading up to the what you call it, Infinity Wars.
Infinity War. Yeah, this is why Marvel's winning right here. This is why Marvel's winning. You see the casting. You see the set pieces. You see, you know, what's going on here. Like I said, granted, we don't know what the story's going to be about.
Yeah.
But off of this teaser, it's like you see why these guys are, you know, ahead of the game right now.
I've gotten chills watching this, man.
I gotta watch it again when we're done here, because a little choppy when I saw it, but I need to, you know, I definitely gonna watch it a couple of times.
Oh yeah. So,
whew, people, man,
that is it. Let me go and hear what the chat is saying about this. Let me see here. Oh, let me clear. Let me cut this off right here. Let me see. I'm just looking at this.
Yeah.
Some like we got my man here. This is Mark. Let's see. Yeah, Marcus. Marcus says, yeah, "Been waiting all my life for a movie like this."
Yeah.
You know,
We're right there with you, Marcus. Right there with you.
Yeah. You know, and that's, you know, and like I said, Michael B. Jordan. You know, the casting in this is great. So I'm looking forward to it, man. I don't know what else to say.
Yeah, anyway. Looking forward to it, big time.
All right, people. We are out. We are out of here.
Yeah.
That is it. Thank you, sir.
Oh, man, we are out of here. Thank you, my friend. It was dope. I enjoyed it.
Yes. And for all you folks out there, I appreciate you watching. For those who remain with us tonight, I know it's a Friday night. We usually don't do this on a Friday night. But if you were here and you stayed with us, then so much appreciation towards you.
Yes.
And
with that, thank y'all very much.
Yes, thank you very much. So I said, you got some drinking to do. I'm going to let him get to it.
Oh, yeah, I
got to
get it going on. Send you a picture, brother. You know that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So let me see here. As I say, people, as always, check us out during our live streams. When you watch us on a live stream, you can interact with us in ways that you can't do otherwise. You can have your email read. You can come on here and have your pretty face shown during the skeeps. And if you miss a show, you can catch all of our audio and video in the Double Toasted Vault. And try the service out 7 days for free. If you don't like it, you can stop it anytime. No hard feelings. But, hey, keep the audio version of what we do. It's free. It's our free gift to you. You can get it free all the time on SoundCloud or iTunes. Just look up Double Toasted and it's there for you. And don't forget our party coming up in August. We have less than 2 months now. Type in partydt.com. It'll take you to the Eventbrite page where it gives you all the information for August 4th through August 7th for the Double Toasted third year anniversary weekend, where we have our comedy shows, games, parties, lunches, brunches, meet and greets, and so much more. We have prizes for you, sponsorships, all kind of stuff. So please get your ticket now, $25 for 72 hours of fun. Looking forward to having you here, to spending our time with you. And
Get your tickets.
And Oz, one more time, thank you.
Thank you, my friend. This was fun tonight.
Yes, it was. And it was fun with you people out there. Before we go, as always, we got to leave you with how to get in touch with us. The show might be over, but we are always open to you in many forms. Let's start out with the emails, the gmails. Double Toasted. Let me see. Let me put some music on myself right here. Hold on. Get myself a little leader right here.
Put some stank on it.
Now, look here. You going to go out there and sing for me now. You hear? people, start out with the gmails. kcoolmans@gmail.com. That's kcoolmanz @gmail.com. You email us any kind of questions, comments, compliments, insults, input, and advice. Now, if you'd like to be part of the show, it's done. We're getting out of here. But we'll be back with more shows. We got the Sunday service coming up this Sunday. And tomorrow, we got the high score. kcoolmans@gmail.com. Email us with any kind of questions, comments, compliments, insults, input, and our advice. If you miss us here, we're always on the Instagrams at Double Toasted fan page. You can catch us on the Facebook. Type in Double Toasted. If you'd like some private time with moi, type in corey.coleman.5. If I'm too busy helping other folks out there, Oz, pick it up the slack.
Oh, hit me up on the Facebooks. That's Oz Green J on Facebook. While you're there, join the official New York Toasties group. You want to hit me up on the email trail, that's ozwhatup@gmail.com. That's ozwhatup@gmail.com. ozwhatup@gmail.com. Corey.
Oh, thank you, Si. Hey, look, people, it's a little light in here tonight. A lot of people didn't know. So as you see, there's plenty of room tonight and always. We'll make room for you. Come down and see a show with us. Type in kcoolmans@gmail.com. kcoolmans@gmail.com. Come see the show. Gonna be moving to Austin. Already living in Austin. Already, if you're gonna be visiting Austin, let me know. Good night, good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Whenever you're listening to or watching this, goodbye and stay toasty.